Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
David Bellavia is joining us on the phone. David, you find out the news that Congressman Collins has suspended his campaign for re-election. Your reaction?
It's a tough day. And I think most people saw this coming, but it was important that the congressman made this call himself and that he did it for the right reasons, which were, you know, for, of course, the district, putting the needs of the district first. That's the most important thing. So now we're in a tough spot. And, you know, regrettably, we've been in this spot before in this district. And this is what committee to fill vacancies are all about. This is why we have town chairs, and this is why we have county chairs.
David, while you were answering this question, we have just confirmed that Erie County Comptroller Stefan Mihailu is going to be running in Collins' place. Can I get your reaction to that?
Hey, you know, I'm sure everyone across all eight counties are going to want to, throw their hat in the ring. What it comes down to is, this is what the chairman have to do. They have to make a decision. There's going to be a ton of qualified folks. There's going to be folks that, it's not just the names from Erie County either. You're going to hear names from all over the place. Stefan's a friend, and I care a great deal about him. Here's the problem. We have people that are already on the ballot, and they're going to have as difficult a problem in trying to replace the folks that are already running for different seats. Senators and assemblymen and folks that are running for other positions. You know, it's a tough time, but I'm sure a lot of qualified people are going to throw their hats in the ring.
Where do you think Congressman Collins should go from here? He said he's not going to resign. He reinforced that in the statement. Do you think he should resign from his position in Congress?
You know what? It's not my place at all to tell the congressman. I mean, right now, I think his message is crystal clear. I don't think there's any need to pile on. I think, he's speaking for the district. He's doing what's best for the party. Listen, if this election were held today, this New York 27 could very well be the seat that makes Nancy Pelosi the Speaker of the House. Most people in this district find that repugnant. I personally would find that repugnant. This president has worked too hard and shown too much success with the economy, with our foreign policy, to risk a meaningless impeachment, just like there has been a meaningless Russia investigation. We don't have time for these shenanigans.
How much of a momentum boost do you think this entire day and this week, frankly, has been for Nathan McMurray?
You know, Nate McMurray is a hard worker. This is a guy that you never, ever want to disrespect anyone that's running as aggressively and as hard as Nate McMurray's running. Here's the difference. The Nate McMurray campaign model ran against Chris Collins. Chris Collins is out of this race now, and Nate McMurray is going to have to run against someone that's going to have to outwork him. And I'll tell you what, I've been down this path before, and I'm ready to work. I'm ready to do whatever the party asks me to do. But right now, it's going to come down to those chairmen and what their decision is, and I just hope to let them know that I'm interested, talk to them one-on-one, and work my tail off.
Yeah, David, I'm actually reading a tweet right now that was sent out about a minute ago that some people are going to push for you. You're saying that you're ready to do this if the call comes?
I'm ready to serve my country. That's all I've ever wanted to do. It's never been about me. It's never been about, any sort of ambition to do something, bigger than myself. It's about serving my country, and it's about restoring dignity. We need to restore dignity back to New York 27. We're sick and tired of being embarrassed, and this is just another embarrassing episode. Let's close this chapter. Let's move forward. Let's lock this seat down, and let's make sure that the message and the hard work that happened in 2016 continues. I think it's humbling, but at the same time, it's not my decision. I just have to earn it, and I'm ready to earn it if they ask me to.
Has anybody talked to you?
I'm talking to everybody. I'm absolutely humbled by how many people have reached out, but honestly, that's not important right now. National, local, town folks. I can't tell you how many doors I knocked on in 2012. I don't believe that you make a phone call or send a text message. I want, if I'm going to ask someone to support me, I want to look them in the eyes. I want to sit down and talk about everything and where I stand on these issues. If this isn't just a name recognition popularity contest, we're asking someone to represent over 700,000 people. And you know what? There's Democrats in this district. There's people that disagree with me on many issues in this district. We still have to represent the entire district. I look forward, if we get to this process, of meeting as many people as I possibly can in person. And the one thing I think I proved in 2012, lazy campaigning, it doesn't get it done. You got to work. You got to work hard. You got to knock on doors. You got to show up and be accountable. And that's something I'm ready to do if I'm called upon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.